Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4599.
Identify a person who's had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
My father, he's been kind of a provider. My mom has had a steady job, but he's kind of bounced back and forth, so he has a lot of contracting jobs. So he has to work really hard, and he's on call a lot, and he still manages to be with us a lot, our family, and not be too stressed out by work, so he's really hardworking and he has time for family.
What do you aspire to be?
Mainly, I just want to be happy and not lonely. I like having friends and family around me who care about me.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
I took this question as, like, what kind of traits do you have, I suppose. I'm really hardworking, resourceful, and I like to maximize my time, like, always be doing something worthwhile and not waste a lot of time.
What types of things make you happy?
Having friends and family around, having people around me who care, obviously, like, success or winning in sports. Exceeding people's expectations.
What types of things make you sad?
Being lonely, failing to meet expectations, just failing in general.
Describe the world you come from and how that world has shaped who you are.
Well, I wasn't really sure what to think of this question. I came from suburbs, pretty wealthy suburb, but my parents were at the lower end of that general suburban wealth level, so I never thought we had too much money, so that helped me be really resourceful and helped me be a hard worker because my parents had to work for what they had, so I thought I should do the same.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? How did you develop this attribute?
This is a tough question because everyone else, I'm sure there are other people that have same traits as me, but I like to be carefully spontaneous. Like, I don't like to have everything planned, but I like to be spontaneous but not impulsive. I do like to see the consequences of things, but I'll also jump at opportunities.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
I think someone who's compassionate, because a lot of people can just be successful in any way, but to actually have success in your life and be compassionate towards people that aren't as successful or people that you beat in something, just like beat out for a job or something, but still be compassionate for them and try and still care for other people.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what quality do you like least?
Best, I like that I'm a hard worker, because that has done me well thus far. And least, I don't like that I'm a procrastinator, at least in school, because that will kind of bite me sometimes, but I've done well so far.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you'd like to pass on to your own children?
Just a kind of a sense of contentness and peace with myself, not always being worried about everything, just kind of working for what you can and not knowing what you can and can't do so that you're not too worried about everything.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
We like to play games. Me and my dad, obviously, well, not obviously, but we connect with sports a lot. Talking around the dinner table is really nice, and we go on road trips occasionally, too.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
I think my first iPod, as much like a material, not sentimental as that sounds, it really got me interested in music, and I was able to have music constantly on the go and have a lot of variety, so it kind of shaped my whole musical interests, which whenever I'm doing something monotonous or at work, music kind of play in my head.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
I liked climbing trees a lot, just being outdoors with friends. I never liked baseball because it was too much waiting around for stuff. I liked to be active, but I liked climbing trees and like running around in forests, exploring.
What is your favorite book? What type of books do you enjoy? Do you have a favorite literary character?
My favorite book is The Giver, that I read in fifth grade or so. I generally like books that are fantasy, but not extreme fantasy with dragons and all kinds of goblins and elves. I like fantasy with regular people. Favorite literary character? I've read a lot of King Arthur books lately because I had a class on King Arthur, and there are a lot of characters in there I like, my favorite probably being Lancelot.
What is your favorite word and why?
This is a tough one. I like the word dunk, not just the basketball term, but that's kind of cool too. Just, I don't know, it's a cool word and it's got a fun meaning when you can picture someone in basketball dunking or dunking someone's head underwater.
What was the last book you read? Who was your favorite character?
Last book I read was actually for my King Arthur class, I believe. It was Sir Gawain and the Green Knight. Is a poetry book. My favorite character in there was Gawain, because there were not many characters, but he stood for his values and stuck to them throughout the book, even though he was very tempted not to.
What was the last movie you saw, and did you like it?
Last movie I saw was The Amazing Spider-Man, and I did like it very much. I thought it trumped the first three Spider-Mans with Tobey Maguire. This one seemed a lot more real, and the character seemed to go through real conflicts internally.
What type of sports do you like to watch?
My top three sports are rugby, basketball, and American football.
What do you do for fun? What are your hobbies?
I play a lot of sports. I play rugby now at a collegiate club level, and I also play basketball and football recreationally. As far as general hobbies go, just spending time with friends and staying fit.
Are you a creative person? If so, how do you express your creativity?
I wouldn't call myself an especially creative person, but I do have my creative sides. I'm not a boring person who just sticks to his work monotonously. As far as how I express it, I think generally in conversation I tend to be more creative and less just like sticking to normal conversations, and I like music a lot, so with my music choice and singing along with music a lot.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
I've heard Ben Affleck once. I didn't really know where they got that from, but there was a show with a couple teenagers, I don't know, like 8 years ago or so, and someone said I really looked like a character in that, but...
Is it like Boy Meets World or something?
No, they were hunting, I believe, as the one time I actually saw it. It was like a kid and his dad hunting, and I really looked like the kid.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you've taken, or ethical dilemma you faced and its impact on you.
I've taken quite a bit of risks. I mean, the one that comes to mind is when me and my friends went train jumping and I fell through the train and broke my jaw. That has kind of changed my life a little bit. I'm missing some teeth and I've got a metal jaw now, so that never really goes away. But it's really made me realize how tangible life is, because if I was just a few inches off, I could have died. So it's kind of made me realize how good life is and how quickly it can be taken away.
Choose a prominent person whom you'd like to interview and explain why.
I've always really liked Abraham Lincoln, since I heard of him and his values, how he abolished slavery and everything. I like to talk to him and find out like what his motivation for everything he did was, because he did some really great things, but I've also heard that he did some things that weren't so great, so I'd kind of like to see what's actually real.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you've had and explain its impact on you.
What comes to mind is my first kiss. It was not as spectacular as I thought it would be. It was just kind of like, oh, because I didn't initiate, first of all. So that it was a bit of a surprise. Its impact on me, it was just, I don't know, I always thought kissing from like TV shows and movies was always like this great experience between two people, but if it's just a kiss, it can mean as little as that, but just its meaning between two people. One act cannot necessarily bring two people together, it's what the two people are feeling.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
I'd say when I broke up with my most current ex-girlfriend, because we had a stable relationship, everything was fine, but it just wasn't the greatest. I don't know, it definitely would have been an easy relationship to stay with, but I didn't feel like things were 100% right, so we broke up, and we both are happy with it now.
Is there a work of art, piece of music, scientific phenomenon, mathematical theory, or piece of literature that has surprised, unsettled, or challenged you, and in what way?
I've always thought electricity and lightning are really spectacular. You just see, like, the sky can go from a clear day to really cloudy and lightning coming down from the sky, and that, I don't know, that's just really amazing to me how it can be like a perfect day outside, or it can just be storming and everything has to take cover.
Have you experienced a moment of epiphany, as if your eyes were open to something you were previously blind to?
Yes, that actually happens a lot to me. I can't recall any specific experiences, but it's always very humbling to realize how easy some things are to understand, and you just never saw it before.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
Everything? Wow. Well, it's pretty early, so I'd probably like to be cooking breakfast, because I always like to cook big breakfasts before each day.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
That one's easy. My best friend, who's in Germany right now. He's been gone since early January, so it's been over 6 months. He doesn't get back for another month or so.
What is your approach to life?
Try and be happy and do what you can. I really like to know what I can do in situations versus what I can't do, because when you know what you can't control, it makes it a lot easier to be content with the situation.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? How did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
Well, I believe I've had a fairly cushy life. I've never had many, like, financial problems or family deaths or anything like that. So I'd go back to when I shattered my jaw. It was, you know, I was in the hospital for a while, and we weren't sure exactly what would happen, but everything luckily turned out great. And like I said before, my perspective on life is just how life can be taken away very quickly, and things aren't always like set in stone. What you have can be taken away just like that, and it's really made me realize how lucky I am to have what I have.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
Most rewarding. Like, probably elementary school, sixth grade, when I started playing football in fifth grade. Sixth grade, my team won the championship. It was just really, really nice to see me and all my friends work hard and get a really good season. We didn't lose a single game, and we still managed to have a lot of fun doing it. It wasn't terrible, and it was just a fun time where we all were rewarded.
Who is your favorite actor?
Probably Jude Law.
What is your favorite dinner?
Well, ribs are my favorite food, so it'd have to be ribs with something else. For the side, I don't really know what I want on the side, but I like almost all foods, but ribs are especially my favorite. I guess I could take some potatoes on the side.
Pork ribs or beef ribs?
Pork.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
We played so many. I'd say Hungry Hungry Hippos, just because I didn't actually play it that often, and when I did, I didn't like it that much, but just every time looking at it at the box and at the board game, it just seemed so cool that I wanted it to be my favorite.
What's the craziest thing you've ever done?
Well, that would probably be the train jumping.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
I take 4 or 5 deep breaths just to make sure I'm actually awake and get me going. I'll sometimes do some jumping jacks in the morning when I wake up too, get some blood flowing.
What is something you wish you could do, but you can't?
I wish I could dunk, but I cannot yet. I'm close.
What is your favorite season and why?
I've always loved summer because it's usually nice outside. It's easy to spend time outside, and it's always been for all of my life so far, because I'm still a student. It's meant freedom from classes, and now I'm getting into working a lot during the summer, but I still like not having homework, and it's nice not to have to worry about grades.
What matters to you the most?
Friends and family. I don't think life's really worth living if you don't have people to share it with.
What's the funniest thing that's ever happened to you?
That would be when I was a kid, playing with some friends in the woods, and I've been known for having a hard head. I was running through the woods, and somehow my head managed to hit a rotting tree, and it was a large tree, probably 2 to 3 feet in diameter. And since it was rotting, it fell over, so it just made me and all my friends think my head was pretty much unbreakable.
What great cause do you feel strongly about?
Saving environment and wildlife. I'm not a huge, like, activist or anything, but I definitely advocate saving environment and wildlife.
What is your family's brush with history?
I'm not exactly sure what that means, but my great-grandparents came to America on a boat and started a farm, which was pretty successful, I believe, and had lots of kids, and that's where I came in.
What is your favorite joke?
Oh, I was not prepared for this one. I like a lot of jokes. I love to laugh. I don't know. I don't know a lot of one-liners. I like situational jokes a lot more. A lot of sarcasm jokes I like because some people don't understand what sarcasm is, so that makes it even more funny for the people that do.
If you were a superhero, who would you be and what would your power be?
I'd really like to have time control. I feel like that'd be really helpful, but could also get carried away if you want to go back in time and try and make the perfect life. I feel like that would be a little too hard, but just being able to do some little things in time, like make myself not procrastinate by stopping time while I do my homework or something.
If you could be invisible, where would you go and what would you do?
I would probably go to the Super Bowl and stand on the sideline and watch from that close.
How did your ancestors come to this country?
On boat, I believe. I actually don't know too much about their journey, but it was my great-grandparents.
You are majoring in chemistry. When did you first become interested in this field?
High school, in my junior year of high school, when I took chemistry for the full year. I took honors chemistry because I've always had an aptitude for science, and I just really liked it.
What are your plans upon graduation?
I'd like to go into the industry right after graduation, if possible, and then eventually probably go to grad school if whatever company I would help pay for it.
If you could choose any career, what would you be?
Any career? A sports coach, maybe, because I really like sharing my experiences in sports with people I don't know so well.
If you can take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing?
Probably be working. Hopefully be working. 10 years from now, I'd like to be married, maybe starting a family. But I would have quite a few pets because I just really love animals and they always seem to love me and they don't stir up too many problems like people can.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
I'm really into just spending time with each other. I'm not super into the whole romantic scene, but I suppose a nice dinner and moonlit walk.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
Someone who's a very good person, that I want to be attracted to them. Someone who's a genuinely good person, because I know many people that can put on a fake, I'm very nice and happy, but when they're not putting on a face for everybody, they're not so nice.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
The nicest thing? I suppose if I have something very important going on, just dropping that to take care of them or be with them, whatever they need.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
The compensation's nice, but it's also nice to help people because I'm privileged to have passing specimens, and there are obviously some people who don't, so it's nice to help people in ways that they can't help themselves.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4599.